many thanks to God because of this beautiful afternoon and morning other side.
Chiyavimike kwambili kwa Mulungu chifukwa cha nthawi yabwino imene tikumadzulo komanso madera ena mambawa.
For it has pleased the Lord to have such a day, such a morning, such an afternoon to celebrate and rejoice because of the death and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Pakuti tikukomera Mulungu kuti tikhale ndi nthawi imeneyi, tikhale ndi mmawote, tikhale ndi madzulote, kuti tikakondwere ndipo kusangala la chifukwa cha imfa ndi kuuka kwa chikwambi wa Yesu Khristu.
We always give thanks to God because of the salvation that He has given us freely without our good works contributed.
Timalamika Mulungu nthawi zonse chifukwa cha mphaso ya chipulumutso imene inaperekedwa kwa ife posafunsidwa ndipo lililonse kuti ife tiwonjezeko.
We also thank God because of Christ increasing in our lives daily, because we see our nakedness, we see our filthy lacks that we had in of religion, but we thank God because of snatching us from the hand of the evil
one. Pamene tikuona kuperekera kwathu kumaliseche wathu kunthawi yomwe tinali mzipembezo ndikumuyamika iye chifukwa choti kuwatula kuchosa mdzanja la oyipa.
Last week we were on 1 Peter chapter 1 verse number 5 continuation.
Monga sabata lapitali tinali mbuku la 1 Petro 1 ndimayake ya 5 ili tuli tikupitirizaso.
Whereby it was saying who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Imene malankhula kuti amene munasungidwa ndi mphamvu ya Mulungu mwachikhulupiriro kufikira chipulumutso chokonzeka kupumulusidwa nthawi yosiriza.
Here again we see the work of God on us.
Apano ndikutha kuonanso ntchito ya Mulungu imene Mulungu anachita pa ife.
We see how salvation was given freely to us without our works contributed. And again, we see how we should humble ourselves before the Lord. We conclude by seeing that we are unworthy, we are sinful, we are wretched, but graced by God and take away all our sinfulness, not because of our choice, our good works, but because He first loved us and He died for us. That's why we need to thank God always because of what God did on us. Again, we thank God because of you who understand, who are drawn by the Lord to be the brothers and sisters together to worship, sing, pointing our Lord Jesus Christ. We are the brothers and sisters in Christ
Jesus.
Let us open the book of Joshua chapter 5 from verse 1 downwards. Whereby it starts by saying, and it came to pass when all the kings of the Amorites, which were on the side of Jordan westwards, and all the kings of Canaanites, which were by the sea, heard that the Lord had dried up the waters of Jordan from before the children of Israel, until we were passed over, that their heart melted, neither was their spirit in them anymore, because of the children of Israel. 2. At that time, the Lord said unto Joshua, make thee sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. Verse number 3. And Joshua made him sharp knives, and he circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskins. 4. And this is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came out of Egypt, and there were that were males, even all the men of war, tried in the wilderness by the way, after they came out of Egypt. Verse number 5. Now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way, as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcised. 1-5.
Temelea mbaya bubula yose mtu faiva kuti. Tipo kunali bambene mafumu onze amori okala sija la kumazulo la reodano. Mafumu onze aganani okala kunyanja ya nchere anamba kuti Yehova. Anake sitamaza reodano kwa masopana aizalairi mpaka chitaoloka. Mtima wao unasungumuka. Anali penso moyo chifaja na aizalairi. Tawi meneyo Yehova na tikuwa yoswa. Uzisemele ni peni ya miyala, nudu peso ana Israeli kashwi. Ndipo Yosua anazisemele ni peni ya miyala, adula ana Israeli pa Gibea na Laroti. Koma jifuwa jabuti Yosua anadula nichi. Anu onse, otuluka mikubuto, anu amuna ndio amuna onse ankondo adafa nchiburu kubajika. Adatuluka mikubuto. Baiki. Pakuti anthu onse anatulukawo anatuluka. Koma anthu onse opata mchipulu pa njira potuluka mwinkuputo sanatulidwa.
6. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, till all the people that were men of war which came out of Egypt were consumed, because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord, unto whom the Lord sware that he would not shew them the land which the Lord sware unto their fathers, that he would give us a land that floweth with milk and honey.
Amen. Pakuti ana Israeli anaenda chikuru zaka makumi anai paka mtundu wonse wa muna mkondo oduka mwekubuto udata chifukwa cha kusamvera mawa Yehova. Ndiwo amene Yehova anawalumbira kuti sadzaonesa dziko limene Yehova analumbira makolo awo kuzadzipasa, ndiwo dziko loyenda mkaka ndi uchi.
And their children whom he raised up in their stead, them Joshua circumcised, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way.
Koma ana awa muna mene anawawusa mmalu mwao, iwo waha, Joshua anawadula, poveza anakalausa tulidwa, pakuti sana wadula banjira.
And it came to pass when they had done circumcising all the people that they abode in their places in the camp till they were whole.
Gimea 8. Ndipo kunali anatha kudula mtundu wonse. Anakala maluma awo mchigono mpaka adachira.
And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day.
Nipeanaeni, ndipo Yehova anati kwa Yoshua, lero lino ndakumvumizira mtonzo wa ivuvuto.
And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at evening in the plains of Jericho.
ndipo ana Israeli anamanga misasa kukirikala nachita pakasika tsiku la 19 la mwezi mazuro mzidika za Yeriko.
And they did eat of the odd corn of the land of on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the same day.
Ndipo mawa mwaje atatapaska anadya tiriguu waphimbi wa mdziko mikate yopanda chotupisa ndi tiriguu wokazinga tsiku lomwe lija.
And the last verse 12, and the manna ceased on the morrow after they had eaten of the old corn of the land, neither had the children of Israel manna anymore, but they did eat of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year.
Koma mawa mwaje mana analeka atadya iwo tiriku wa phimbi wa dziko ndipo ana Israeli analibenso mana koma anadya zipaso za dziko la Kanani chaka chomwe chija.
May the good Lord bless the reading of his word.
Ambiwa bwino adalise kuwerengedwa kwa mawu ake.
There is lots of mysteries that are found in these verses that we have just read. This is Joshua doing the work of circumcising the children of Israel. Don't forget that Joshua is the one who succeeded Moses was the one God called to take away Israelites from the hand of Pharaoh in Egypt. And what marvels is that during the time of delivering Israel from the hand of King Pharaoh, the same God strengthened the heart of Pharaoh so that he shouldn't release the children of Israel from his bondage.
Kumana mchonda kuisa nchonena kuti, munhawi yazo siswa zwasu zumezina shitika kuti Mose wa kuhusa ana haizizara ipa maso pa Farao. Mulungu mwini analibisa ntima wa Farao, ti Farao yu asalori kwa kuhusa nchukuga muka poro.
The more pains that King Pharaoh was bringing to Israel was to silence, to discipline the Israelites. The same time, God is delivering them from the hand of the one, the same God, strengthened to persecute. This was so that coming out from the bondage should be God himself doing the work. Don't forget that these people that are staying in this are the same people that are the chosen ones. God is letting the chosen that have been chosen by himself to experience all the persecution that King Pharaoh is bringing to them after being strengthened by God, the king. And Moses is doing whatever he can to take away the Israelites from the bondage sometime. Here we can see the sovereignty of God in salvation.
kuzaleka kuoneka ulangamuliro nimphambi yake ya Mulungu mchikulumuso.
For sure our God is sovereign.
Kuti Mulungu ndi Mulungu olamulira.
He does whatever pleasable unto himself.
Yeye amachita chinthu chonse chimene chimukomera.
The second thing is about the same man Moses. Moses stands for the law. That's why we call it Mosaic law. Moses was the one who delivered Israel from the hand of King Pharaoh, and he led them into the Egypt on the way going to Canaan, the land that flows with milk and honey.
Mose uyu anawatulusa ana Israeli mʼmanja mwa Farao ndikuwasogolera mchipululu kuti akafike kudziko la Kanaani, dziko loyendamo mkakati uchi pakati pake.
But what wonders me is that even though Moses was the one who takes away the Israelites from the bondage and led them into this wilderness, but he never let them enter into the promised land. I can say that Moses is the law, and the law kept the Israelites safe. He kept them in the wilderness waiting to go into the promised land.
Chimene chinawasunga bwino ana Aisraeli mchipululu muja kuwayembekezesa kuti akalowe dziko la malonjezano.
But we found that before entering into the promised land, they met with the mountain and he died on Pisgah.
Ndiyeno tikuonanso apa chinthu china kunena kuti asana akafika dziko la malonjezano lomwe anakafika ndo mapiri pamenenso anthu anakafa pa Gilgal.
And the Bible says Moses was taught by God to go on the mountain with Joshua so that they should hand over the work.
Ndemalemba kusindika kuno kunena kuti Mose uyu Mulungu anamuuza kuti apite kuphiri pa Mose ndi Yoswa kuti Moseyo akasinthidwe yonse mʼmanja mwa Yoswa.
We understand that the name Joshua, they call it Yoshua, which stands for Savior.
The zina lori na kuti Yoshua, rimene mchirankulo china marina kuti Yoshua, rima tanthauza mpulumusi.
In other way around, the name Yoshua, Joshua, Yoshua, it is named Jesus, Savior.
Zina lori na kuti Yoshua, chiyankhulo chathu momveka bwino kunena kuti ndi Khristu mpulumusi.
So Moses stands for the law whereby he hand over the work into the hand of Joshua, that is translated to Savior, and it is the same called Jesus.
Ndeno Mose amene akuimira chilamulo akupereka ntchito yonse mʼmanja mwa Yoswa amene ndi mpulumusi kapena kuti Yesu Khristu.
After keeping the Israelites in the wilderness, it was lawful and worth it to hand over the people into the hand of Joshua, translated Jesus and meaning Savior, so that it is Jesus who is to take the Israelites into the promised land.
Atawasunga kuno Aisraeli mchipululu muja kunali tokoyenera kuti apereke ntchito yonse mʼmanja mwa Yoswa kapena kuti Yesu mawapena kutanthauza kuti mpulumusi kuti zikaoneke kuti chipulumusiwo ndi Yesu Khristu.
For we understand that the law comes from the Lord God.
Tifadzidziwa kuti tichilamulo zidachokera kwa Mulungu Atate.
And the law is holy. Christ comes from heaven. And the Bible says that Christ never came to compromise the law, but he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come up to break the law, but he came to fulfill what the law wants. So he obeys whatever the law wants and fulfills everything, even a single piece of the law was fulfilled by Christ Jesus. When we say fulfill, it means it's like the water in the bottle half, so it came with another water to fulfill up to the brim, whereby there is no space again to fill. So Christ fulfills all of the law, whereby those that are worthy of salvation to be saved, there is no need to do the work of the law, because Christ fulfilled on their behalf. Christ fulfilled for our behalf. He is our fulfillment. We are not under the law again. Because Christ did all what was worthy. And we are to preach Christ and Him crucified without compromise. So, Moses, the life of Moses was in three phases. First phase of the life of Moses, he was born in Egypt, he grows in Egypt, and stays there for 40 years. He had to learn the life of Egypt, and he worshipped the idols in Egypt, and he did and he know everything of Egypt. After that, God had to take him away from Egypt and went into the wilderness, whereby he was feeding the cattle, and he was a shepherd of the livestock to Jethro. Again, he stays there in the bush for 40 years, staying with the animals, staying with the sheep, the goats, the cattle, and he had to know the life of the cattle, at what time the sheep wants water, how can I treat the sick sheep. So he was with the cattle, the livestock, almost for 40 years.
So anakala mwe wa chibululu kwa zaka mkalango kwa zaka afote bamena ma yembera kapena kuweza ziweto ndipo anapunzira kukhala ndi ziweto kuziwa ziweto kuti kodi ziweto zifuna kumwa madzi nthawi yanji nanga zikudya zimafunika kudya nthawi yanji nanga zikamadwala zimasumika chita madito chotani anapunzira mwe wa ziweto kwa zaka so 40.
It was like the life ends at 80. You see now God coming up with another mission to do, taking out now the leaving the sheep and started living with the people in the wilderness for 40 years again.
Ndiye pamene kumaoneka ngati sopano wakalamba moyo wake ukufoka pamene zera zake zikukwana 80 koma Mulungu akubwera sopano ndikuzamuchosa so kuchipulu kuja ndikumtenga kumpitisa kuti akasogolere nkosa zina akwaza akasogole.
So he was with the Israelites in the wilderness, directing them, knowing what the people need, what should I do if the people suffers, for 40 pure years again to make 120 years.
Umamoto anakala ndi ana Israel ndi kuwasugulira mchikululu munjira akwa zakazokwanaso 40 ndi kuwama ziwa zasosowa zawo za Israel zimene akufunika liziti pamodzi moyo wake wasikamawerengera zakazake zokwana ngati 120.
He trains Moses in layering the animals for 40 years because he's in preparation of layering the Israelites for
40 years.
So he had to be with the sons of Israel for 40 years after being experienced knowing the whole life of Israel that has been already trained in the
Egypt, in the wilderness.
So he had to experience all these things for 40 years again.
You know,
now Israelites are in Egypt, in the wilderness. With Moses kept them for 40 years. After 40 years, God had to take Moses away so that the work now should be handed to
Joshua.
You find that Joshua, after being handed this work, he never stayed even a year, just counted days. He crossed the Jordan River, waited to enter into the promised land. Another name of Joshua is Grace. Because Grace was working with the Grace handover the work from the law. But law and grace are both holy, coming from one God. That's why grace did fulfill what the law failed to fulfill. Christ fulfilled what the law fails to fulfill. But the law kept the people in the wilderness until the coming of Christ to rescue them and let them enter into the promised land. That's why we are saved by the grace of God. Now, after crossing the Jordan River, they are to meet with Gilga as an entrance into the promised land.
Njena kutara ngolo ka Yordani kusopano aukafika tu pa Gilgala pamene panalinga lipolo wera pafupi mpolo wera mudziko la malochezano.
Don't forget that God is not a man that should lie.
Wamsayiwale Mulungu si munthu kuti aphunze kunama.
And he had already said that all the people born in the born in Egypt will never enter into the promised land. So when they meet with Gilgal, the people boasted that now we have entered the promised land. Now we enjoy this. Maybe the Lord was not saying the truth. They were not knowing that God is not a man that should lie. And they were not understanding the scriptures. Here comes God with another thing to do that was a means of division and separation. Don't forget that the Bible says that God kills and the same God gives life. So when they meet here, God taught Joshua to make knives from stones so that he should circumcise the Israelites. Number one, this circumcision was more different from the first circumcision. Because this circumcision is to be made from the locks made
knives.
And the stones were sharp ones, worth it to circumcise the people. Secondly, this circumcision was to be passed to all the people, while that first one was only given to the ones that were
uncircumcised.
If you are already circumcised, there was no need to be circumcised again. But this circumcision was to be done to all the people, the uncircumcised and the circumcised. So that was very difficult to be understood. The words of God never heard by
anybody.
Because if to those who were already circumcised, questions were raised in their heads. What is the meaning of this circumcision, number one? Number two, how will we be circumcised because we've been already circumcised? Because in the mind of the people, they were knowing that circumcision is the cutting off of the foreskin. So to us, already circumcised the people, we have no other foreskin to be circumcised. So how will it be again circumcised to us? That was sovereignty of God very difficult to be understood. And but they can never stop God to do His will. Nobody can stop God to do whatever He wills. Nobody can straighten the thing that God bent
it.
Again, the meaning of circumcision was for the separation. Because God told Abraham to be circumcising the children of Israelites so that they should be separated from the other tribes of people. So when they came out from this from Egypt, they were mixed people. There was true Israel and there is a fake Israel, but moving together with oneness in reasons and
the will.
So it was very difficult to know the exact Israelites from the fake one. So God has to come up with the true and only means of separating the original from the fake one. And this is the reason why in the wilderness there was no circumcision. It was the uncircumcision. There was no circumcision in the wilderness as a preparation of the circumcision that would be done on Gilgal that will finish the mission that is to be carried out. So when they finished this circumcision, there was a division. There was other people inheriting, others stayed there dead. Because verse number 5 says, now all the people that came out were circumcised, but all the people that were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, them they had not circumcision. So it was a mission that would be headed by God Himself, not by the people. Now, what was the reason of this circumcision? Verse number 9 says, and the Lord said unto Joshua, this day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you. Wherefore the name of the place is called Gilgal unto this day. I have rolled away the reproach of Israel. of Egypt. This is God rolling away the reproach of Egypt.
You
have to take away all the reproach that is of Egypt. So the reason of this circumcision was to take away the reproach. Without this second circumcision, the reproach would have never been rolled away. The coming of Christ Jesus into this world was to roll away the reproach of this religionalism of this world. Without Christ, we are undone. We are what we are because of Christ. Thank God because of the salvation that has been given to us on the cross. The dying on the cross was the giving of the life to the erected sinners. But one of Joshua chapter 5, that is the message of today. I have rolled away the reproach of Egypt. Let us look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship for today. Thank God because this precious moment that the Lord has given us. Thank you for the message that you have taught us today, that it is not our work for us to be saved, but it was because of what you did. It is because of your work. It is because of your will. It is you who did the work of saving us. We thank you. We bless you. Help us understand your word so that we might continue in the scriptures. For we understand now on, we can never manage understand the scriptures. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.